News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. With 235 more people being confirmed positive for the coronavirus in the last 24 hours, the number of COVID-19 cases climbed to 2,069 and the death toll to 53 in the country on Thursday, the Union Health Ministry said. The number of active COVID-19 cases in the country is 1,860, while 155 people were either cured or discharged, and one had migrated, it said. In its updated data, the ministry reported 3 fresh deaths, one from Gujarat and 2 from Delhi. Maharashtra has reported the most deaths at 13 so far, followed by Gujarat at 7, Madhya Pradesh 6, Punjab and Delhi 4 each, Karnataka, Telangana and West Bengal 3 each, and Jammu and Kashmir, Uttar Pradesh and Kerala 2 each. Andhra Pradesh, Tamil Nadu, Bihar and Himachal Pradesh have reported 1 death each. The 2069 figure includes 55 foreign nationals, the ministry said. The highest number of coronavirus confirmed cases have been reported from Maharashtra at 335 so far, followed by Kerala at 265 and Tamil Nadu at 234. The number of cases in Delhi has gone up to 219. Uttar Pradesh has reported 113 positive cases so far, while the COVID-19 cases in Karnataka have risen to 110 and in Telangana to 107. Rajasthan has reported 108 cases, Madhya Pradesh 99, Gujarat 87, Andhra Pradesh 86. Jammu and Kashmir has 62 positive patients so far. The number of cases have risen to 53 in West Bengal. Punjab has reported 46 COVID-19 cases and Haryana 43. Bihar has 24, while Chandigarh has 16, and Ladakh has reported 13 cases. 10 cases have been reported from the Andaman and Nicobar Islands. Chhattisgarh has 9 positive patients, while Uttarakhand has reported 7 cases so far. Goa and Assam have reported 5 coronavirus cases each. Odisha has 4 cases, while Puducherry and Himachal Pradesh have reported 3 cases each. Jharkhand, Mizoram and Manipur have reported 1 case each, according to the ministry. Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Thursday held a video conference with chief ministers of all states to discuss ways to check the spread of the coronavirus. Modi told the chief ministers it is important to formulate a common exit strategy to ensure the staggered re-emergence of the population once the lockdown ends on April 14, an official statement said. Modi told them that to check the spread of the coronavirus, testing, tracing, isolation and quarantine should remain the focus in the next few weeks. He said it is necessary to ensure availability of separate and dedicated hospital facilities for COVID-19 patients. Modi reiterated the importance of social distancing and asked states to send him suggestions on the exit strategy that could be employed to ensure norms were followed even after lockdown ends. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Home Minister Amit Shah and top bureaucrats were present at the meeting along with the Prime Minister. This was for the second time the Prime Minister was holding a video conference with the chief ministers after the spread of the coronavirus and the first after the 21-day lockdown came into force. He had earlier interacted with the CMs on March 20. The lockdown was enforced on March 24. According to the Health Ministry, the death toll due to the coronavirus touched 53 on Thursday, while the number of positive cases had risen to 2,069 in the country. The sudden spike has been attributed to a religious gathering in Delhi's Nizamuddin, where participants from all over the country as well as abroad took part. The links were traced after 6 Telangana men who attended the Tablighi Jamaat event died of the coronavirus. This then led to a massive contact tracing program which traced links to Maharashtra, Karnataka, Assam and even Arunachal Pradesh. The number of coronavirus deaths globally topped 50,200 on Thursday, as the pandemic continues to ravage the United States and Europe, according to a tally by Johns Hopkins University. The virus claimed thousands more lives in its relentless march across the globe, with Spain and Britain seeing the highest number of daily deaths yet, despite measures putting more than half of the planet on some form of lockdown. Reported cases of the COVID-19 respiratory illness caused by the novel coronavirus topped 1 million, with the most cases in the US, followed by Italy and Spain. World Health Organization head Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus had earlier said there had been a near exponential growth in new cases and that the number of infected would hit a million within days. According to the university's Coronavirus Resource Center, the most deaths have been reported from Italy with 13,915. Spain has reported just over 10,000 fatalities ahead of France with 4,032 and China, the epicenter of the virus, with 3,199. India so far has reported 53 fatalities. The crisis has put enormous strain on national healthcare systems and on nurses, doctors, and other medical staff working in the most difficult circumstances. The number of infections around the world currently stands at 981,221, with a bulk of them being reported from the US and Europe. US has reported 226,374 confirmed cases so far. Italy 115,242, Spain 110,238, China 82,432, and Germany 81,728. Over 2 lakh people have so far managed to beat the infection, with the most recoveries reported from China, Spain, and Germany. Spain's death toll from the coronavirus rose above 10,000 on Thursday after a record 950 people died overnight. But health officials saw a glimmer of hope with the epidemic slowing in terms of proportional daily increases in infections and deaths. Spain has the world's second highest death toll after Italy, but Thursday's one-day toll was the highest for any country since the start of the epidemic. The number of registered coronavirus cases rose about 8% from Wednesday to 110,238, said the ministry. The total deaths rose by just over 10%, about the same rate as the previous day. However, the daily increase in infections in percentage terms has been slowing gradually since March 25, when reported cases rose by just over 20%. There's light at the end of the tunnel, Health Minister Salvador Illa told Parliament. A glimpse of hope. The curve has stabilized. We have reached the peak of the curve and we have started the slowdown phase. Spain has been in a lockdown since March 14, allowing residents to leave their homes only for essential trips. This week it tightened the measures, with only employees in key sectors permitted to travel to and from work. Meanwhile, France on Thursday reported 471 more deaths in hospital from COVID-19. These figures include only those who died in hospital and not those who died at home or in old people's homes. A Pakistani court on Thursday overturned the death sentence of British-born top Al-Qaeda leader Ahmed Omar Saeed Sheikh, who was convicted in the abduction and murder of US journalist Daniel Pearl in 2002. Pearl, the 38-year-old South Asia bureau chief for the Wall Street Journal, was abducted and beheaded while he was in Pakistan, investigating a story on the alleged links between the country's powerful spy agency ISI and the Al-Qaeda. Sheikh was arrested from Lahore in February 2002 and sentenced to death 5 months later by an anti-terrorism court. The incident came 3 years after Sheikh, along with Jaish-e-Mohammed chief Masood Azhar and Mushtaq Ahmed Zargar, was released by India in 1999 and given safe passage to Afghanistan in exchange for the nearly 150 passengers of the hijacked Indian Airlines flight 814. On Thursday, the Sindh High Court commuted the death sentence of Sheikh, 46, to 7 years in prison. Sheikh has been in jail for the past 18 years. A two-judge bench headed by Justice Muhammad Karim Khan Aga also acquitted the three others, Fahad Naseem, Salman Saqib, and Sheikh Adil, serving life sentences in the case, the Dawn newspaper reported. The bench announced the verdict on the appeals filed by the four convicts 18 years ago. It also dismissed an appeal of the state seeking enhancement of life term of the three co-accused, the paper said. According to the report, Sheikh's seven-year prison will be counted from the time served in jail. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again next week with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com. And do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Have a very good day and a great weekend.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.